Nash Next 2017, we've got contestant Kayla Haynes. Welcome.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Just good. Here having a chat.
Having a chat, absolutely. Welcome to our competition as well. We're really excited to have you. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I am 21. I'm from a little small town called Seneca, Illinois. It's about an hour north of Bloomington.
Okay.
And so I go to school at ISU. This is how I heard about the competition. I've been singing for like 7 years now, live performing, singing songs, writing songs for about as long as I can remember. And so I heard about this competition and thought, wow, this is perfect for me to just get myself out there.
Absolutely. So what is the goal for your music career then? What's the end game that you'd like?
End game would be to, I think, just be able to do music as a career. And it doesn't have to be the number one song on the charts, but just to be able to do that as a career, because that's my passion. And
right, so. why do something boring for a living when you can actually like have fun
every day.
Right? Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, what were you going to ISU for?
To be a high school biology teacher. So how boring is that?
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
All that boring.
No. There's fun parts. So
absolutely. I mean, biology. I mean, you get to do like cut
dissections.
Open,
yeah.
And that's more chemistry if it's blowing stuff up, right?
Yeah, that's chemistry. But I can teach chemistry too. So
okay. So then you get to
blowing
stuff up,
dissecting things.
That's fun.
You know?
Like the weird fun, but it's fun. Yeah. Is there any way that you want to like incorporate music into that career? Is it going to be one and the other?
I think if I still stay on this teaching track, I will definitely want to get involved with making talent shows for students at the school, or like getting involved with musicals, because I did musicals when I was in high school. So definitely wouldn't leave music behind in any way.
Absolutely. And teachers right now are wearing like 1,000 different hats anyway.
Yes, so definitely.
That would just be a huge plus for you, honestly. Yep. That's awesome. Let's talk a little bit about Nash Next. What made you want to submit specifically?
I haven't really put my original song out there too much yet. Mm-hmm. And so I've really just sang with bands doing covers. And so I heard about it. I was like, wow, this is really a chance for me to put my personal feelings, my personal song out there. And I think it's great that Nash Next is doing this to let artists put their songs out there.
It's a really cool competition.
Yeah.
As the person putting on this competition for Peoria and the Bloomington area, it's stressful, but that's the one thing I keep coming back to is like, I love what we get to do for you guys as artists and having you guys on our station all the time and talking to you, playing your stuff. Mm-hmm. So it is really cool. Is it a little scary to have your stuff out there like that?
It's definitely scary. I remember the first time I sang it in public, that was probably the most nervous I've ever been. I was like, these are my words. These were feelings I actually had, and I'm letting other people know what I felt. And that's the scary part, I think.
Right.
But now I realize, like, listening to country music when you're in those hard times, that's like what gets you through stuff.
Right.
And if my song can get someone through something or they can relate to it, I think that's where the scary part of putting it out there.
I mean, music is, it just does that to a person. It can get you through hard times. It can get you through happy times. And if somebody relates to your song, like, it's kind of the best feeling in the world for both you and that person.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. You submitted the song Broken Promises for Nash Next. That's the original song. What is the story behind this?
The story behind Broken Promises, you're in a relationship with a guy and he's making promise after promise about the future and you're holding on to that. That's something that you have no fear that it's going to end. And then all of a sudden, one day, it's within the blink of an eye, it's gone. So all of those things you look forward to, all those things you held on to are gone, and you're like, what do I do now? Like, this is what I was looking forward to, and kind of like that heartbreak of out of the blue, someone's just left all those promises behind, and you don't really know what to do with yourself anymore.
Well, I think people can definitely relate to that one. I know I can. So,
yeah.
Kayla Haynes, Nash Next 2017 contestant, thanks so much for hanging out today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
We're going to play Broken Promises live right now on 97.3 Nash FM.
Before you left me crying, wish I could hear it now, baby. dry the tears that you've cried. I promise I'll never let you down, and when the going gets tough, I'll always be around. I promise I believed you when you said every word to me still ringing in my head. And you broke your promises when you broke my heart. Yeah, those deep blue eyes looking at me, they had me from the start. I was stupid for believing it could be true, for thinking that our love shined bright. Take it back, take it all back. I thought you were honest. You said you loved me forever, but that was just a broken. So convincing, how could you lead me so far off track? I was so confused.